As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me your law, and show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, December the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly that. And from time to time, we even advance a solution or two. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America. Around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That's E-X-E-T-E-R. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals trade lower under long position selling. We'll talk about that. Bargain buyers are active. The MMS and the BLM solar zones, yeah, it's in the news too. Carbon credit fraud, nuclear options, natural gas shale. It's all coming up on the browser. Interstate commerce will be the mainstay of the broadcast. The Commerce Clause, still a lot of action happening in Florida and elsewhere as the Obamacare program comes under fire from the judicial branch of government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go back into our market report here this morning, as we love to do. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time out of New York City, we found gold trading up $4.10 at $1,373.60 an ounce. Silver up 7 cents at $28.95. Platinum off $2 at $1,693 an ounce. And palladium off $1 at $736 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,367.40 for a low, $1,378.80 for a high. But at $1,373.60, your gold is up year-to-year $276.60 for a 25.21% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the AM price fixing. The boys of the London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,374.75. We're $1.15 below that now. The SPDR gold shares paired off another 2.43 metric tons. Some people say that they're getting out of the long positions and selling off some of the positions that they had, profit taking for sure, coming towards the end of the year. But there seems to be an active influx of buyers, so the market should equalize and come back up again perhaps next week or the week after. But anyway, the SPDR gold shares this morning off 2.43 metric tons overnight, stands at 1,283.76 metric tons, valued on State Street at $56 billion. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Back in, look at Active Trading New York City out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A review for our audience just joining us after the top of the hour, a news and weather break. The gold this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, that's an hour ago, folks. I always go up on the web and bring all this information together at 9 o'clock a.m. and then finish my news gathering for the broadcast. So these are always back delayed, but it gives you an idea of where we're starting out the day at. So gold this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in New York City was up $4.10. It's continuing to rise. $1,373.60 an ounce. Silver up 7 cents at $28.95. Platinum off $2 at $16.93. And palladium off $1 at $7.36. Some of the news that I read in overnight, they're talking about people that have long positions in the gold market, selling those or covering them, selling them, I guess. You'd sell them, cover them, long stops, I think is what they call it. I don't know all the technical details. I'm only interested in the physical possession myself. But a lot of people are involved in it from an investment standpoint, a speculative nature. And so there's been a lot of selling. And you would expect it, too, at the end of the year. People wanting to close out this and close out that so that they can end the year in a certain tax position. Nevertheless, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,367.40 for a low, $1,378.80 for a high. But at $1,373.60, your gold is up year-to-year, $276.60 for a 25.21% return on your investment. Then whenever we use these year-to-years, it's almost essential to go back and look at the charts and see what was happening then. We might be up $276.60 this year, but are we up from an otherwise unusually low position a year ago, or was it an unusually high position? So that's why I follow it on a daily basis. I write all these things out. I keep track of it, put them all in a file so I can go back and refer from time to time to where things were in the past. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,374.75. And again, the SPDR gold shares, big news here, off another, sold another 2.43 metric tons overnight. So they're selling off. This is helping to bring that price down. If you look yesterday, I mentioned that you were seeing like a waterfall event. This is what they call it when an ETF comes into a marketplace and you have a straight line decline or a straight line up. Either major big hands and deep pockets coming into the market, and they can really impact the market. That's why we watch them so carefully. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 42 at 11,499. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 2637. And the S&P 500 closed up 8 at 1243. Crude oil this morning off 6 cents a barrel at $87.64 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Still altogether too close to $90 a barrel for me. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 3 basis points, exchanging against the other currencies in its trade-weighted basket of currencies at $79.99 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. All they are is numbers. It's a trade-weighted basket of currencies, but it impacts everything, including the Forex, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie off 61 basis points at 98 cents U.S., The Mexican peso drops 34 basis points on these little tiny moves in the U.S. dollar off 34 basis points, yet still on the north side of the Rio Grande at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 13 basis points. Everybody's got their eyes on the euro at $1.33, and the British pound off 58 basis points at $1.55. The Swiss franc exchanges against the U.S. dollar up 12 basis points this morning at $1.04. The real news is happening, however, in the bond and the mortgage markets. The 2-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries this morning at 0.65%. The 10-year is at 3.41%, and the 30-year is at 4.52%. So we see an increase in the interest rates being offered as people get into these bonds. But, you know, that whole bond story is a whole thing to look at in itself. The mortgage market impacted by that, however, the 15-year mortgages continue to move up. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 3.94% a month ago to 4.45%. The 30-year moves up from 4.55% to 5.07%. So the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are now above 5%. They haven't been that high in a long time. The prime rate is 3.25%. And when you go to a bank and you take out a loan, it's always prime plus. Prime plus origination fees and points on top of it. The gold to silver ratio this morning at 47.45. Let's jump into here. I didn't do too much with the economic calendar. We might come back to that. But I wanted to go over here and look at this one. Congress has apparently passed the $858 billion tax cut extension, sends it to the usurper for signature. There's a lot of controversy all over this thing. I haven't been carrying it and following it too closely. It's a continuation of what has been in existence already. But at the same time, I guess they've made some changes to it. Let's hear about it. Ryan Donmoyer and Peter Cohn, writing for Bloomberg, December the 17th, U.S. Congress passed an $858 billion bill extending for 2 years all Bush-era tax cuts, sending the measure to President, they say the usurper here, for his signature. My question is, you know, you pass an $858 billion bill and you're having tax cuts, if you're not adding a new tax, why is there an $858 billion bill? These guys never make sense to me. Before the House voted 277 to 148 for the final passage on the tax cut agreement, members defeated an amendment crafted by some Democrats to express their displeasure with the bill and especially with a Republican-backed estate tax proposal. So you're going to see this kind of infighting anyway. Just your left-right divide the House nonsense. Enough Democrats voted with House Republicans to accept the deal that the usurper negotiated with congressional Republicans who gained scores of seats in the last month's election. They always got to remind you of that. Failure to pass the bill would, quote, cause grave economic harm and possibly send us back into a double-dip recession. All right, so these are just more fear tactics. This is the same sort of stuff that the Federal Reserve used to get their bailouts through. The vote concluded a debate over the expiring tax cuts that dominated the 2008-2010 U.S. election campaigns. As the renewed tax cuts will expire at the end of 2012, they are certain to be a focus of the next presidential campaign. So they just push it down the road, as some would say, kicking the can down the road. Majorities of both parties supported the bill. Voting in favor were 139 Democrats, 138 Republicans, while 112 Democrats and 36 Republicans voted against it. And, of course, the further, the deeper we go into our study of Gustavus Myers here, the history of the great American fortunes, we'll find that this kind of nonsense has been going on since the beginning. You've got the captains of finance and industry, and they're in there influencing all of their lawmakers and their judges to get exactly what they want. Anyway, income inequality, they say, wonderful, said Representative David Obey, a Wisconsin Democrat, who is retiring after 40 years. We can only wonder why he's taken so long. But as he left the House floor for one of the last times in his career, see you, Mr. Obey. Just what we need, he said, further exacerbate income inequality in this country. I don't imagine he's kicking over any of his exorbitant income to any poor people lately, but he wants to use the income card. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said in a statement, they must have wrote this one for him, that the tax plan was good for growth, good for jobs. I wonder what advertising company came up with that one. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. A lot more to come.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, as we've always said, you know, the devil is in the details, but it's certainly to be the case on this tax legislation. At 995 pages, I think they have a 13-page just a table of contents. You know, you'd have to go through it piece by piece by piece by piece to really be able to say, well, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. I don't know whether any of these people have done this. Some of them likely have. There's been so much focus and attention on it, and there's a lot of debate on the floor about it, too, I suppose. But again, it's all in the details. You know, you can say, oh, it's good for these people and it's bad for those people and so on and so forth. But at the bottom line of all of this, good, bad, or otherwise, this is not a good time, in my opinion, to get involved in increasing taxes. I'd like to see us all get away from all of those taxes entirely. So, you know, so much for it. We'll see how it goes. It's an appeasement move. The usurper, I think, is trying to buy some support for just a couple of months or a couple of weeks away, when all of his majority walk out the door for the last time for 2 years. And this is another one here. The usurper's health law should be completely thrown out. States argue in Florida. Again, we're following this one, both from the standpoint that who wants it, you know, who needs it. I agree completely. It should be thrown out entirely, repealed completely. Just let it die on the vine. Don't ever fund it. Just get it gone. But at the same time, I've been looking at this from the standpoint of the argument that this comes under interstate commerce and it's a constitutionally allowable action. But we're going to see more about it later in the broadcast. We'll come back to the topic, but we won't come back to this particular article unless we need to refer to it. The Obama's administration's health care reform should be thrown out because it overreaches the federal government's authority. Opponents argued in a Florida lawsuit 3 days after a judge in Virginia ruled part of the law unconstitutional. This by Andrew Harris and Duane Escobedo, Bloomberg. Quote, the entire act has to fall. Now, I agree with that. Just get it gone, all right? Get it gone. Don't go through and try and go this piece, that piece, this piece. That's like trying to take apart a watch, you know? Oh, well, we don't like this and we didn't like that, but you still have a broken watch, all right? So don't get, you know, don't jiggle with it. Just get rid of it. And if you want to come back and start over again with a clean slate and a smaller tablet of paper, that might be appropriate in the future. But led by Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, the state sued the day the usurper signed the legislation in March, arguing it burdens state budgets and unconstitutionally compels people to buy coverage. And I agree with that aspect of it. However, you don't overlook the fact that we already have state mandated monopoly automobile insurance, and the insurance lobby would just love to expand their coverage into your life. The government is called, I'd like to get rid of that state-mandated insurance, too, and make it far easier for people to bond out so that they don't have to have an insurance card in their possession so that, you know, when they get pulled over for the roadside visit, so they don't get tasered on the street corner. The government has called the minimum coverage provision the linchpin of the reform effort because it would push younger and healthier people into the insurance pool. Again, the idea of insurance, you know, it's all based upon actuarials. The actuarials, the people, statistic, numbers, you know, we see how effective the census is. We can see how effective government numbers are. It's just really difficult to go along with this pulled from the air kind of mathematics. The individual mandate and the expansions of Medicaid and employer-based coverage would extend health coverage to 32 million more people by 2019. All right? And as I've stated in the past and continue, most of the problem that I see in the medical profession is the high cost of medical care. And whatever is driving that medical care up is what is the problem, not the methods of paying for it, all right? There's something in there that is making, you know, it completely impossible for John and Jane Average to go and consult a physician about anything. I mean, if you're crazy enough to go to the allopaths or an attorney, you get what you deserve. But if you feel like you need to see one, and you've got a real need, maybe you've got a broken arm or something, you know, you could probably be able to get away with a couple of chickens and maybe a piglet and pay your bill and be on your way. But that's just not the way it is. Now they want a mortgage on your house. There are lots of alternative ways to provide health care to the needy without imposing on individual liberties and freedoms of choice, Vincent said yesterday, during yesterday's hearing. The sweeping 955-page law, again, it's too much. Its table of contents alone requires 13 pages, bars insurers from denying coverage to people who are sick and from imposing lifetime limits on costs. It also includes pilot projects to test ideas like incentives for better results and bundled payments to medical teams for patient care. So you can see where the law of this legislation comes from. It comes out of the AMA and the insurance companies and so on and so forth. All the health care providers, all of the various, you know, Catholic hospital organizations, St. John, St. Mary's, and all the rest of those, you know, that's big money in hospitals. And there's, you know, like when we listen to the talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports, you look in the background, these people could be giving this away for free in the front. They've made so much money on this racket. Inactivity cannot be regulated under the Commerce Clause, Rivkin said. The Supreme Court law is perfectly consistent on this over the decades. Otherwise, under the government's logic, every inactivity is economic. Innocent bystanders, the insured are not inactive. Gergenshorgorn countered, quote, "This is not a situation of innocent bystanders standing to the side," close quote, he said, adding that those who weren't purchasing insurance were making the economic decision to pay later or shift the cost. Okay, to pay later or shift the cost. Now, I don't agree with that. People who are making a decision not to purchase insurance may not, you know, need it. Or maybe they just don't want to go to the hospital. I mean, please don't call an ambulance. Just let me alone, all right? Please, you know. I didn't get a guarantee on my birth certificate. I don't imagine you got one on yours either. Anyway, just allow me to make my own decisions, and if I'm too broke, I'll work out payments or whatever. Medical care providers will not refuse to treat those who cannot pay because that would be barbarous, Gergenshorgorn said. What a name. Vincent asked Rivkin whether the government's theory would allow regulation of any behavior with an economic impact. And then it continues, as they can decide how much broccoli everyone should eat each week, question mark, Vincent asked. And certainly was the reply given by Rivkin. All right, you know, you just heard about Michelle Obama coming out and telling people, you know, what young people can eat and what they can't eat and so on and so forth, whether they can have a McDonald's hamburger or whatever. And then, you know, they're still talking about foods and feeds and beverages. That's the stuff you deal with animals, all right? There's a big difference between food and feed. But unfortunately, they're talking about feeding the children, and they want to feed the children in the schools. I don't know about you, where you live, but what I do is I just look at the school menu each week as the newspaper comes in, and I look at that, you know, and they've got things like SpaghettiOs and hot dog breakfasts and things like that. They're feeding the young people trash, and it's all industrial food. They don't have a cafeteria with stoves and ovens and things like that and cooks in the back and dishwashers. No, no, they take everything out of plastic wrappers, throw them in ovens, heat them up, burn them in microwaves, and then they poison the children with them. So that's just, to me, it's just the discussion is completely out of balance. Anyway, that's that story. Let's go to the next one. And this one is Barry the Usurper and Wen. Okay, Wen. This is rather interesting because we talked a little bit about credit mobiliaire and the expansion in Europe and the expansion in America, but we're seeing the same thing now from China to the Persian Gulf. But at the same time, as we think about this, yes, it would be great to have that kind of transportation and that kind of convenience opened up to the people in that area. But also, just look at the troubling times that this is coming. This is coming at a time when, you know, some people are championing for a third world war. When, that would be not how or who, but it's when. When visits Pakistan to revive the road rail network from China to Persian Gulf. This by Khurram Anis and James Rupert, New News, Bloomberg. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao traveled to Pakistan today for a visit that officials say may receive a planned rail network linking China to the Persian Gulf. It kind of sounds like, I don't know, maybe the North American corridor, huh? Maybe. Maybe. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so yes, once again, back to this article again. And, you know, it looks, as I said earlier, it didn't quite have it right in my mouth, but it looks a lot like the NASCO corridor to me, all right? Wen visits Pakistan to revive the road-to-rail network from China to the Persian Gulf. You know, we went into Afghanistan, you know, before Iraq, by the way, largely to open that Khyber Pass and work on that. There was a pipeline route in there. We saw all kinds of maps that were generated from various sources that showed, you know, where the anticipated pipeline routes from the Caspian Sea to China would be. And so here now we see this road-to-rail network from China to the Persian Gulf. This is an interesting take on things. Pakistan also hopes to sign business agreements valued at $20 billion with executives from companies traveling with Wen, not how or who, but Wen. Defense Minister Chaudhry Mukhtar Ahmed said yesterday the Chinese leader was greeted with a 21-gun salute. I don't know how he likes that. Upon arrival at the airbase outside Islamabad, Pakistan television said. Wen and Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani will meet today to discuss how to make the Chinese-built port of Gwadar operational. Gilani told journalists on December the 15th, according to the state-run Associated Press of Pakistan, the port, which lacks a rail or multi-lane highway link to the rest of Pakistan, is envisioned as the terminus of a transport corridor that would carry Middle Eastern oil and other goods to Western China. And one can only say that any street is a two-way street. all of the Western or the Chinese goods would be flowing over to the Middle East as well. And so I'm sure they would have the Walmart on a store on a corner near you soon. And then, no doubt, a British Petroleum gas station on one corner and, Phillips Petroleum on the other. Chinese engineers have finished a feasibility study for a railroad and pipeline from Gwadar to the western Chinese city of Kashgar. I would imagine that they'll have communications running along with that, so it'll be maybe a carbon copy of the North Nasco Corridor that we've all been talking about from Cardenas all the way up north to Canada. All right? It would follow the route of the China-built Karakoram Highway. A Chinese specialist on Pakistan, Ling Guang, wrote on December the 14th in the Global Times, an English-language website controlled by the ruling Communist Party's official newspaper. Underline that, okay? The ruling Communist Party's official newspaper. You think communism is dead? Well, a transport corridor to Gwadar will, quote, provide China with the shortest possible route to the oil-rich Middle East, replacing the dangerous maritime route, said around Southeast Asia, Li wrote. Of course, with a corridor like that, it would be much easier for the Chinese to guard. They could put military installations and troops along the entire corridor. Transport troubles? Gwadar is currently connected to the business hub of Karachi and the rest of Pakistan by a 450-kilometer or 280-mile road. Most of it is two-lane, has suffered repeated flood damage in recent years. Quote-unquote, poor road connectivity. Poor road connectivity. That's kind of an unusual phrase, don't you think? Poor road connectivity limits its traffic to no more than three ships at a time. What? Well, I guess they're bringing Admiralty Law ashore over there, too. It's going to limit it to no more than three ships at a time. A big truck is a ship, I suppose. To Fazal Jawed of the port operator PSA Gwadar Limited, a unit of Singapore-based PSA International, when flew to Pakistan from New Delhi, where he and the Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh agreed to boost bilateral trade by two-thirds to $100 billion by 2015. Bilateral trade deals. The leaders omitted any mention of tension between their two countries over China's close ties with Pakistan, with which India has fought three wars, two of them over disputed territory of the Kashmir. Giuliani told reporters that Pakistan faces no threat from the growing China-India relationship. The APP said Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, has been a regular traveler to China since heading there for his first state visit after being elected in September of 2008. And then it gets more interesting as this article continues. We're almost done. Their budding bilateral relationship has triggered U.S. concern over China's plan to add two nuclear reactors to a power plant complex in Pakistan's Punjab province. Right? Comes the nuclears. The U.S. has said that China should get approval from the 46-country Nuclear Suppliers Group, I wasn't aware of that one, which works to avoid the uncontrolled spread of nuclear technology. We took care of that in the United Nations. Pakistan may seek Chinese investment in five state-owned enterprises and offer to host an electric car manufacturing plant, its industries ministry said in an emailed statement yesterday. Quote, some of the areas of investment include steel, automobile, electronics, and domestic appliances. See, since China's moving on. The ministry said it hopes Chinese businesses may put money into Heavy Mechanical Complex LTD, a builder of armored vehicles for Pakistan's military based in Taxila near Islamabad. Right? The ministry said it hopes Chinese businesses may put money into, this is your quid pro quo, and this will be for military equipment. All right. So China is just taking books, you know, cards right out of the U.S. playbook, U.S. military industrial complex, and they will invest in the Heavy Mechanical Complex Limited, a builder of armored vehicles for Pakistan's military, blah, blah, blah. When, this is important, when not who or how, but when will lay the ground for the opening of a branch of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Now, that's the ICBC. I didn't even know this bank existed, but it's the world's largest bank. And, go back and follow the money. Rothschilds have deeply invested, State Street Global Advisors, and Barclays Capital in there, and it's relatively new. So there is that story in the news today. ASARCO, of course, in the news as well. ASARCO says that the EPA destroyed evidence on pollution lawsuit, and they lied about a study. So we have the same problem, you know, East Anglia email and those sort of things. The stuff and nonsense that Al Gore has put out, you know, about the melting polar ice caps, you know, and the polar bears swimming from pack ice to pack ice, trying to find a place to get out, sun themselves, and eat their baby seals for breakfast. But ASARCO here, Inc., said the U.S. EPA destroyed evidence, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, destroyed evidence that the company's smelter didn't cause lead pollution in an Omaha, Nebraska neighborhood and lied to the judge in the case. Now, what do you do? What do you do about a situation like that where you have a government agency destroying evidence and lying in their testimony? What do you do? You send the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, convict them for crimes of against man and send them to jail? How do you do that? How do you proceed against a bunch of lying batards like that? Well, ASARCO paid $215 million last year to settle allegations its operations contaminated the Omaha Lead Superfund site after a U.S. judge in Washington granted a summary judgment against the company on the strength of EPA assertions that lead couldn't have come from any other source, said Gregory Evans, ASARCO's attorney, in a phone interview. The company, now ASARCO LLC, and a unit of the Grupo Mexico, SAB, Mexico's biggest mining company, yesterday asked the U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan to vacate his order. ASARCO obtained copies of EPA emails in which employees discussed destroying a newer contamination survey that indicated the Obama site was the most likely polluted by peeling lead house paint and not smelter emissions. Now, I've got to ask you, you know, if any place is being polluted by peeling lead house paint, what level of contamination do you think would actually be there? Any of you ever lived in a house that was painted with lead house paint? You know, I did. I grew up in houses that were painted with lead house paint. The walls were white lead house paint. The trim was white lead house paint. Sometimes their walls were yellow or light green. That, you remember that, that kind of disgusting seafoam green house paint? Yeah. I grew up in that sort of stuff. I've remodeled houses, right? Lots of them. Gone in and remodeled houses, taken them apart, put them back together again, made them up all real nice. I've used, what do they call those things? A Bunsen burner. It's a little propane handheld torch, all right? And heated up the paint. And then using a putty knife, just lifted up that paint as it peels up. And chuck it off and then sand everything down and prime it and paint it, put it back in place. Everything's great, right? No problem. If there was really a danger there from that paint, you'd think by now I would be crazier than I am. Everybody says I'm crazy, but now I'm afraid they're right. But we're alleging fraud and misconduct by the EPA, and we've got a smoking gun to prove it, Evans said. We've got email after email where the EPA says to destroy documents and the emails discussing them because they're the subject of they would be subject to a Freedom of Information Act request. Cover-ups. Cover-ups. Even if it is a SARCO, a Mexican firm.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So many things were gained by banning lead paint, and no doubt about that, but you know, one of the things for sure did is increase maintenance costs, and especially in hospitals and places like that, you know, where you could seal up a wall with some lead-based enamel paint, and boy, I'll tell you, it was sealed. You could come in there and scrub that stuff out with Clorox and do whatever you wanted to it. It wouldn't phase the paint in the least, and when you got all done scrubbing, it would come up looking bright and shiny just like you'd painted the wall. But continuing, in a separate federal lawsuit, a court in Nebraska, Union Pacific Railroad Company, which the EPA also blamed for the pollution at the Omaha site, refused to settle and sued the agency, seeking the same contamination studies that ASARCO had requested. Okay, so now we've got people filing in on this particular issue. Under a court order that in that case, the EPA produced in August internal records, which ASARCO said showed the EPA project manager had, quote, been deliberately destroying potentially responsive documents and directing other EPA staff to do the same, quote, to keep them out of the lawsuit, according to filings yesterday. The judge in Nebraska case barred the EPA from destroying any documents related to the region surrounding Omaha until the dispute is resolved, they said. If we had any proof of the EPA ordering critical evidence destroyed, ASARCO would have never paid that kind of money to settle the Obama lead claims, the judge said. So, a little bit of craft, corruption, and greed going on in there. Shale gas output may double by 2035, reducing energy imports to USS. Now, look at the timeline, all right? We're giving ourselves 34 years to get this job accomplished. 35 if you want to start from right now, all right? Some of these unreasonably long timelines. We saw the same thing in the 70s when they were promising, you know, that they were going to get automobiles to be able to get 60, 70, 80, 90 miles to a gallon of gasoline, and then they just dogged it down and they buried all of the patents. Of course, you're going up against the oil interests, and OPEC doesn't like it when you have an efficient gasoline-powered automobile. Production forecasts for natural gas locked in shale have doubled. And my decisions are still out on this thing here because I'm hearing too much about contamination of water sheds in this process. But nevertheless, here's the article. Simon Lomax writing for Bloomberg. Production forecasts for natural gas locked in shale have doubled, which will help the U.S. become less reliant. Notice they didn't say sustainable. They said reliant. Less reliant, becoming self-reliant, on imported energy, according to a federal agency. So at least Simon has started his article well, in my opinion. The Energy Information Administration. The Energy Information Administration. Boy, talk about an Orwellian title that is. The EIA. Their annual long-term forecast shows gas from shale will play a bigger role in meeting U.S. demand. Richard Newell, the agency administrator, said in Washington, production in 2035 is twice the level that we had in last year's outlook. Wow. The annual energy outlook predicts imports will meet 18% of U.S. demand by 2035. Wow. I thought we were dependent upon OPEC oil. Apparently, we're only importing 18, you know, by 2035, this will be 18% of our demand. Something wrong with these numbers. Down from 24% last year. Higher prices will spur fuel production, including natural gas, oil, and coal, the agency said. You think they'd be scrubbing their mouths out by now? They said the nasty coal word and oil. Oh, my God. Tougher energy-saving rules, such as fuel economy mandates for new cars. Again, this is like revisiting times past. This was the same kind of a discussion we had back in the 70s. Right? Tougher energy-saving rules, such as fuel economy mandates for new cars and a boost in biofuel production. Let's get the biofuel out and get the corn into the people's hands and get Monsanto out of the business. From crops such as corn, also will make the U.S. less reliant on imports by 2035. Everything I've read, and you might find something else on the Internet, but everything I've read says that it takes more energy to produce these biofuels from corn than in the biofuel puts out in BTUs. Anyway, according to the forecast, overall U.S. energy consumption will jump 21% by 2035. Now, I thought we had a declining population, you know. White boys dying off in, you know, all the Western countries, right? So how is our energy consumption going to jump by 21% if our population numbers are reducing? Well, of course, you have this rampant illegal immigration invasion. Coal will remain the dominant energy source for electricity generation. These guys are talking 2035. Right? These are agencies. You know, the Energy Information Administration. This is a blatant admission here that coal will remain the dominant energy source for electricity generation. All right? They know that already up front. And yet we're always led into this, you know, carbon dioxide problem, carbon credits. I guess they're not too serious about it. Although more natural gas-fired plants will be built because of higher supplies of the cleaner-burning fuel, and I think that's a good thing. And I don't think we need to wait until 2035 to get those plants built. The agency forecast construction of 5 nuclear plants, that's good, by 2035. Again, why are they waiting so long? China and Pakistan, they're looking at it right now. And why are we waiting until 2035? Contributing to a 10% increase in electricity generated from atomic power. So if you build 5 more, it will only increase 10%. That's not a very aggressive goal, is it? The share of electricity from renewable sources, such as hydroelectric dams and solar panels. How can you even put those two in the same sentence? Wow. Totally different dynamic going on there. A hydroelectric dam has so much more going on with it than the, you know, erection of solar panels that they don't belong in the same discussion, even. The share of electricity from renewable sources, so these numbers are completely skewed, such as hydroelectric dams and solar panels, will rise to 14%. I would like to know how much it would rise from solar panels without the admixture here of the hydroelectric dam. Anyway, continuing. Gas reserves. This year's outlook more than doubles the estimate of U.S. technically recoverable reserves of natural gas from shale, a type of sedimentary rock, to 827 trillion cubic feet from the 347 trillion cubic feet. So there's a huge jump. It's over 100%. It's 200%. Anyway, continuing, last year's long-term outlook predicted annual shale gas production would rise to 6 trillion cubic feet by 2035. The updated forecast is 12 cubic feet, blah, blah, blah. That's enough of that. Let's go back to nuclear. A little bit more interested. Nuclear build is essential objective, the UK Climate Secretary Huni says. Carl Landgren writing this for Bloomberg. Again, now, what happens soft times in England becomes the state of affairs for us over here. After all, if the Crown and the Parliament assemble, agree on it, and move it forward, all of the Crown's possessions are going to follow suit. And so, of course, we should see nuclear build as being an essential objective in Bloomberg for the United States soon. An article coming, no doubt. The construction of nuclear plants is the essential objective of energy market measures to be announced today by the British government. Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, Chris Hoon, said in an interview, Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, wow, I wonder if he was in Cancun, you can count on it, Electricité de France SA is keen to proceed if we get the right structure in place. Hoon said, on the move with Francine Lacroix on Bloomberg Television, quote, the framework will save money for consumers versus the patchwork quilt we have at this moment. So go all the way back to Bernard Baruch and the Atomic Energy Commission, the in 1948, the creation of the United Nations. And here we are some 60 years later, and we're still not deployed with nuclear power. Why? Why? Well, look to oil. Look to OPEC. Look to Aramco. Look to the petrodollar. Put your blame there. The UK is poised for the biggest changes to energy policy in two decades as the government seeks to ensure aging power plants are replaced and climate targets are met. I mean, it would go without saying that you know what the useful life of a nuclear power plant is, and because of the contamination potential and all of that, that you would retire it early and conservatively rather than, you know, pushing it all the way out and OTF, operate to failure. You don't want to wait until the damn thing goes to hell in a handbasket. You want to take it, you know, out of service appropriately, dismantle it, use over whatever you can use over, and correctly dispose of the rest. The cost of replacing existing plants and building renewable projects will be around £200 billion or $316 billion. How much are we spending on wind turbines and solar cells right now? All right. Changing market arrangements will provide greater certainty of delivering on time. The UK has pledged to get 15% of its energy from renewable sources by the end of the decade and reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 80%. And, of course, the more they use nuclear, the less carbon dioxide emissions they will have. There's a little bit of a scandal brewing in the same area. Italian financial police. I'd like to live there. The Italian financial police. Hello, I'm with the Italian financial police. Suspected tax fraud in the carbon market. Well, we've been saying that for a while. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday, as we do, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, went through a variety of news. A lot of this has to do with the environment. I do follow the environmental issues. I follow the political news, the law news, and the economic news off the Bloomberg website. I keep track of the various threads that they've advanced, and then using cut, copy, and paste technology and bookmarking, I can go back and look at how these articles and the ideas, the threads that are being advanced from the international community are basically changing as opinion and cross-currents of public opinion and law and legislation impact these threads. These are global agendas, so I go to the globalist website. These are financial interests because, you know, this is what Bloomberg is all about, and this website is definitely focused on that. So there are just so many out there that I don't have the ability to follow them all, and certainly on this network with Doug Owen and Michael Vail and their incredible, you know, blacklisted news and the work that Lee Rogers does with roguegovernment.com, Mike Chambers and his website as well, and not to, you know, slight anyone else's, but there's so many others that are covering the news that I feel comfortable staying right on top of Bloomberg. All right, I want to know what's happening in New York City. I want to know what's happening every morning from New York City. And I want to follow the various companies, individuals, actions, and threads that they're advancing. It's so important. In the first hour, we talked about a Wen. This is Wen Jiabo visiting Pakistan. The title of the article, again, for the chat room, Wen visits Pakistan to revive road rail network from China to Persia. Again, it's Wen visits Pakistan to revive the road rail network from China to the Persian Gulf, which, in my opinion, looks very much like the NASCO corridor. I think it would fit right into the work that Vicki Davis does on her website, channelingreality.com. I'm sure if you go into these articles and follow all the links and leads, folks, there are lots of hot links in each one of these articles that lead you into new places of study that you can verify the source material for these articles. This article by Christopher Martin, December the 16th, U.S. selects 24 solar power zones. You know, and if you've heard Vicki and I go after these kinds of things in the past when she was coming on as a returning guest for weeks and weeks, like me, you just can't get to the bottom of Vicki's research in one broadcast, folks. It doesn't work. Visit the website, channelingreality.com. But anyway, U.S. selects 24 solar power zones to streamline projects approvals. Okay, so now we have the economic, you know, the exclusive economic and enterprise zones. We've got all of these dream acts coming across, the downtown dress-up stuff, not that dream, but the other dream. Yeah, there's two dream acts, just to really throw you for a loop. The downtown revitalization and economic advancement and whatever it is, dream. That's the other one. But this article gives us a little bit more of an understanding of this idea of regionalism and zones, and using public lands for private purposes. The U.S. government gave preliminary approval for solar energy projects at 24 sites on federal land in 6 states, a step that may allow energy companies develop them, they should say, to develop them sooner. Okay, so what's all this about? Well, so the Mineral Management Service, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and his bunch are looking around the United States, all of the public lands, looking for places that would be suitable, if you will, for these big solar farms, all right? And so to speed up the process, they'll go ahead and start with perhaps tax dollars to go ahead and begin the very expensive and time-consuming process of securing an environmental impact statement. So we'll talk about that right after this.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this discussion again. We're looking at the, all the various and sundry alternative energies that they're bringing out. They call it renewable resources, but pretty hard to say that this is the case. Again, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the U.S. Energy Department announced the solar energy zones during a conference call today. Zones. The planning and zoning. The decision would create an environmental impact evaluation before developers apply for permission to build and may speed the application process, Salazar said. Early approval could also identify the best use of existing transmission lines. All right? So it's going forward, and it's going to be going forward big time, and it's going to be all over us. Here's a quote, we are working rapidly and responsibly to develop renewable energy on public lands, Salazar said. Now, before we get all uptight about renewable energy on public lands, let's keep in mind, TVA and stuff like that, and the building of hydroelectric dams, all of that, is going to be eventually, ultimately, public lands, and a nuclear power plant is not likely to be situated on a private property. So even though this is, you know, kind of sounds offensive to me right off the bat about these ideas of putting these solar zones in on the public lands, you know, and locking or blocking out other people's right to the access to the minerals and so on and so forth, it's in keeping with their standard procedure. The sites, this is important now, the sites listed in the draft solar programmatic environmental impact statement, that would be the DSPEIS, all right? The sites listed, if you want to see these sites, you can find it. There's a hot link on this article on Bloomberg this morning, the draft solar programmatic environmental impact statement may support up to 24,000 megawatts of solar power on 214,000 acres. 214,000 acres for 24,000 megawatts? What's going on here? Math isn't right. 250,000 acres of land set aside in solar zones. Got a problem with that? I do. Salazar began a similar study last month of optimal areas to place wind turbines off the Atlantic coast, okay? We go back July 19th, Barry the Usurper signs this National Ocean Council executive order and basically gives his accession to the law of sea and goes right along with the United Nations program of action for all of this, all right? But, again, Salazar began a similar study last month of optimal areas to place wind turbines off the Atlantic coast. These will be leasehold estates. They'll come in just like buying a mining right, you know, the Macondo well, in an area, in a zone. They buy the rights to extract the natural resources and sources, to use Al Anthony's more appropriate terminology, to do this extraction. They lease it. And as we've seen before, the offshore oil drilling platform, that operation, and the oil and the leases from that are second only to the income for the FedGov, second only to the income pulled in by the gangster banksters IRS collection agency. Right? Interesting. Salazar again began a similar study last month of optimal areas to place wind turbines off the Atlantic coast, resolving potential conflicts with state and environmental regulators over shipping lanes, bird migration paths, and tourism. Of course, that was most of the argument that was coming down out of the Nantucket Sound area there, and we reported on that before. The project there is named Cape Wind, C-A-P-E, Wind, Cape Wind. On their website was where we discovered that Cape Wind anticipates making greater revenue off of the sale of carbon credits than they will off the sale of electricity, of all things. Bright Source Solar Trust, uh-oh, look out, here comes the private parties, public-private partnership on 250,000 acres of public land. The streamlined process for approving solar parks on federal lands may help developers such as Bright Source Energy, Inc. of Oakland, California. I don't imagine that Nancy Pelosi's invested there at all. I would now that couldn't possibly be right. And Tessera Solar, Arnie wouldn't be invested in either of those, would they? How about Mr. Brown? A division of the NTR PLC of, Dublin, Ireland. Wow. Which are building some of the 1,800 megawatts of projects approved by the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management in the past 2 months. Sound like very many U.S. workers are going to get involved in this. Not exactly creating jobs for the people. This is another step in the right direction. Left, right, left, right. Bill Geoghegan, a spokesman for the Solar Trust of America. Don't count on it being a Solar Trust of America. I'm going to have to do my work on this one. Which through its Solar Millennium LLC, somebody please help me out, research this one. Solar Millennium LLC unit is developing a 500-megawatt solar thermal power plant on the Bureau's land in Riverside County, California. Right? I don't imagine that Barclays is involved in that. I wouldn't imagine that State Street is in there either. A systematic review should help ensure that development isn't endangering species. humans and other animals, right? Solar Trust is a joint venture of the Solar Millennium AG, an Erlangen, Germany-based maker of parabolic solar power equipment, and Ferrostahl AG, an Essen, Germany-based engineering company. Well, that's the way we're going to really just boost, you know, the economy. Let's bring in all the foreign companies and build things on U.S. soil. Public lands, 250,000 acres. Solar Trust Palin project was granted a license by California regulators. How timely? Yesterday. Wilderness Society, you know, these Bugs and Bunny groups, the Wilderness Society. Federal agencies evaluated 675,000 acres for potential solar development in Arizona. See how these numbers are just is quadrupling here? From 200, what was it, basically a quarter of a million. Now we've added over half a million more. The federal agencies evaluated 675,000 acres for potential solar development in Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah. What do you need to put up a little, you know, chain link fence around it? Excuse me, solar zone. Keep out. The agency had announced the locations in July. Environmental groups objected to some of the sites, saying they're too close to national parks or they could endanger sensitive wildlife populations. They're so sensitive, you know. The ivory-billed woodpecker doesn't like people talking at the base of its tree. They're so sensitive. The Wilderness Society studied the 24 areas initially and suggested by the BLM, and this month identified two that aren't suitable for development, said Alex Dow, a spokesman for the society. One is the 110,000-acre Iron Mountain Zone in California. A report from Iron Mountain. The Iron Mountain Zone in California, located between the Joshua Tree National Park and the Mojave Desert National Preserve. Of course, you know, somewhere near the desert would be an ideal place to stuff a solar park. A couple of the zones are inappropriate for large-scale solar development. Iron Mountain should be taken off their map. We'll finish this article right after these words from our sponsor.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, continuing and doing my civic duty, you know, as the Grand Inquisitor, Janet Napolitano, you know, has asked us all, if you see something, say something. Well, I'm seeing something in this article. I intend to say something, too. Anyway, becoming vocal local in regards to this, but we go back up. I'm scrolling up into the article. The draft solar programmatic environmental impact statement. You know that in this administrative state that we live in today, they file this stuff in the Federal Register for public comment. This article is public notice, as Hal Anthony has brought to our attention. These news articles so often are. This is public notice, all right? You can't say that you didn't hear about it because it was all over the news, right? It was even up on the Bloomberg, and it was reported on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. So you can't say that you didn't know about it. But there are things that we can do, and right now what they're doing is they're soliciting public comments. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Wilderness Society, again, studied the 24 areas initially suggested by the BLM and identified two that aren't suitable for development. A couple of the zones are inappropriate for large-scale solar development, and they say that Iron Mountain should be taken off the map. The Wilderness Society plans to work with other environmental groups, and you can believe that, right? Reporting blow-by-blow of the public meetings for the National Ocean Council, and they had every Bugs and Bunny group that stood to profit or prosper by the these offshore wind things and everything else, this big reserve. They had every Bugs and Bunny group in the world there at those public meetings. Well, that's public comment. Here's another place to get public comment. The Wilderness Society, again, plans to work with other groups, blah, blah, blah. It will do so. They're going to promote development at solar zones it considers best suited for large-scale energy plants. Dwyer said, it will do so during a 90-day comment period that begins when the document is published in the Federal Register. So once this gets published in the Federal Register, there will be 90 days to comment. And if at that time you remain silent, then your silence will be implied as consent to go forward with this. We're talking that what could be 1 million acres of set-aside for solar zones, if this article is even remotely correct, with 225,000 areas discussed previously, 675,000 acres mentioned second, and other zones perhaps in consideration. And they never stop. Once the camel gets its nose under the tent, it gets bigger than that. So continuing and finally, closing out the article, we support, this is Daue, or something like this, D-A-U-E, however you pronounce it, Daue, of the Wilderness Society saying this, we support the solar development on most of the zones, and we want the BLM to ensure projects are built within those zones. So this is the controlled argument. This is the dialectic, the thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis. What's going to happen is that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of acres set aside out there someplace, like a postage stamp on the back of a large parcel. There's going to be a little solar park, maybe even a few of them. Maybe there'll be a couple hundred acres. But hundreds of thousands of acres set aside, I think it's excessive. I intend to write a letter and let them know. And I can assure you that in this particular venue, those comments are important, especially written comments, because written comments received have to be included in the final reports. Has to happen. And it's the place that you can interact effectively. Well, with all of that, let's go back into our discussion. reading this book, really enjoying it, finding some nice stuff in here to share with you a little bit at a time as we go further, understanding the history of the Great American Fortunes here by Myers. This book published originally in 1907. The 1937 edition is open in front of me, as is the 1937 edition of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. So you've got twin sources. Why is that even important? Why would I find that appealing? Largely because both of the documents were published in exactly the same time. The authors and all of the authors in here would be privy to the same kind of news and discussion and laws and legislation. Their language would be about the same, the buzzwords, you know, all of the stuff that we talk about, the OMG and LOL, the things that you learn in the chat room, those are pertinent to this particular time and place. And so using similar, you know, sources like this, I could go and get an early copy of Black's Law Dictionary and set it down. So we've got the law from 1937. We've got the literature from 1937. We've got primary sources, secondary sources. All this we learned when we were studying from the legal research and writing for the paralegal, the Deborah Bouchot's book. But this is interesting because they're talking about here, and remember that this gentleman, Mr. Gustavus Myers, was originally, you know, a populist and socialist, and then basically stepped aside from the populist and socialist party when he disagreed on the prosecution of the Second World War. And good for him on that. But anyway, continuing, he's really down on property, but he's down on property for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. And the more I read, the more I understand. He's down on property because of the propertied class. And he's looking at the great American fortunes. He's looking at the Astors and the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts, etc. And he's laying out how Astor here, in this one section, the momentum of the Astor fortune, he's laying out how Astor was able to just basically gain a tremendous landholding in what is now New York City, all right, together with the Trinity Church Corporation. I don't know if they're anything at all together with Trinity Broadcasting, but boy, if they've got a linkage there, that would be an interesting clue to drag together. He's talking about the sanctity of property, and I just want to share with this right out of the book. Out of this prevailing idea, many of the interpretations and partial enforcements, a legislator, magistrate, or judge might be the very opposite of venal and yet be irresistibly impelled by the force of training and association to take the current view of the unassailable rights and superiority of property. Long sentence, what is he talking about? Say it in English, Will. Well, basically, what we're looking at here is you go inside of the education system, even at this time, even 110 years ago, you go inside of this education system, academia, and he's going to talk about it a little bit in the same article here. But we go inside of academia, and you've got all the patrons of the colleges, you know, the philanthropists, and they make donations and endowments, and they have a building set up to do this or to do that. Well, you have to be very careful because those endowments and those patrons have a way of dictating what can and cannot be taught, who may and who may not enroll in the school. And so it influences and it has changed radically Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and so many of the other colleges around the United States. And basically what he said here was they want to take the current view of the unassailable rights and the superiority of property. Now, yeah, we studied right out of John Locke, life, liberty, and property, right out of John Locke. And, of course, that's, again, really kind of either Tory or Whig, but it's coming out of England. The preeminence of the property class. You think of them almost as little G Godmen. It's not mom and pa in America living, you know, with Warden June Cleaver style life out in the suburbs someplace. We're talking about the guys that owned that suburb and may still do. We're talking about a Federal Reserve banking system that's going in, getting up $673,000, wasn't it? Or was it 673 million properties in foreclosure, gathering up lots of property, bringing it back into their fold? Continuing, he says, it would be biased, in fact, ridiculous to say that the privileges and exemptions enjoyed by the rich were altogether the outcome of corruption by bribes. There is a much more subtle and far more effective and dangerous form of corruption. This is the corruption of the mind. You know, who do you know? Who do you love? Who do you revere? Who do you respect? Who do you look up to? Who do you emulate? What would you like to be when you grow up, Johnny? We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I'm so thankful to our listener, Bill, who sent me his own copy from his library, this book, 1937, hardbound, Modern Library, to bring it to my attention and contribute to the broadcast. But in this particular, and I really recommend it, and 10K in our chat room has several times posted the link where you can get this in an ebook online and read it for yourself. But the History of the Great American Fortunes, again, by Myers, Gustavus Myers. This book is set up in a very interesting way insofar as that, as I mentioned yesterday, all of the entries come under their own caption heading. This one that I'm reading from this morning, The Sanctity of Property. It's like a blog, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs and footnotes, all right? Like a little blog, a daily blog. You can just imagine him sitting down, writing these things out, you know, flowing along, the momentum of the Astor Fortune. all of the things that he's discovered about the Astors, John Jacob Astor and the others, his many kin, you know, just, they just rubber stamped the name many times, but there's a bunch of them, okay? But what's really cool about it as well is that, again, he was known as a muckraker, early one, one of the early muckrakers. Also, his writings were suppressed. They were not, you know, they would not get any attention. Everybody castigated him, condemned him. Why? Well, because he was going against their golden bulls, right? He was throwing down their idols, and they didn't like that. And he wasn't just given the Gloucester's bluff, you know, about the great philanthropic deeds that have been done by these people. He was showing the death, the mayhem, the robbing, the corruption, the bribery that went on in their lives as well. He didn't talk about the times they went to the opera. He talked about the times he was throwing people out wholesale, emptying entire city blocks, throwing them out of their houses in the midst of a depression, that kind of stuff. A really good read. And he also, you know, cites sources, sources that I had no idea that even existed, but he's bringing up court law, case law, and New York State legislature roles and documentation. So it's very well documented. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. I am. Continuing here, there is a much more subtle and far more effective and dangerous form of corruption, and this is corruption of the mind. For innumerable centuries, all government had proceeded, perhaps not avowedly, but in reality, upon the settled and the consistent principle that the sanctity of property was superior to considerations of human life, and that a man of property could not very well be criminal, be a criminal and a peril to the community. All right? Absolutely essential. I've worked very hard for this title. Please call me Senator. Could not be a criminal. Lloyd Blankfein could not be a criminal. Jamie Dimon could not be a criminal. You know, Paul Wolfowitz can't be a criminal. You know, William Crystal couldn't be a criminal. You know, Dick Cheney, no. Bush, no, not criminals. They'd never be a peril to the community. Under various disguises, church, college, newspaper, politician, judge, all were expositors of this principle. So you sow this seed in and you work it in well, till it with money, bribes, buy-offs, grants and aid, charities, etc. You till it in under these various disguises. You get it from your preacher. You get it from the college. You get it out of the newspapers. You hear it voiced by the politicians. The judges all back it up. All of these were expositors, Myers writes, of this principle. The people were drugged with laudations of property, but these were supplemented by other methods which added to their effectiveness. We have seen how after the revolution, and boy has he, I mean, he's stepping it right through. He's stepping from the very foundation of this country right on through, following these property classes, you know, the great land barons and the founders, so to speak, of the country. All right? Have seen how after the revolution, and here he's talking about the war for independence, the property classes withheld suffrage from those who lacked property. Remember that? You needed to have property. And I think it's a really good idea, at least in its core. You know, those that have the most to lose and those that are going to be asked to pay ought certainly have the say as to what grants and aids and charities are created, because they're the one, like I say, they have the most to lose and they have to pay. The recipients, you know, they just get what they get, hopefully. But they feared that property would no longer be able to dominate government. They feared this. Just like today. They fear with groups like the Ron Paul movement or Right, Wrong, or Indifferent, and the Tea Party, Right, Wrong, or Indifferent. They fear that they may no longer be able to dominate government. Perhaps the internet would be a way for the people to govern, to become self-governed, if it wasn't in their plan originally. Gradually, they were forced to yield to the popular demand and allow manhood suffrage. So they had to throw the people a bone. But isn't it clever? Isn't it clever how that's turned around here, especially in 2000 with the Help America Vote Act, bringing in the electronic voting devices so that you can control the vote. You give everybody the bone. Everybody gets to go out and vote, right? Even though you become a U.S. citizen by accepting your voter's registration card and checking off the box that tells them that you're a U.S. citizen, and you accept your 911 address, your ADDIE, when you sign your little initials by your 911 address, you know? Interesting, isn't it? But it continues. So this seemed to them a new and a frightening force. Its votes were to determine the personnel and the policy of government. Then the propertyless, being in the majority, would overwhelm them eventually and pass an entirely new code of laws. So extremely frightful of that. And they did then and have done everything in their power to keep that from happening. Remember, we looked at Francois Guizot, the history of representative government in Europe, and the three criteria was, number one of all, a separation of powers. How can you have a separation of powers when the same people, the same power brokers, the same wire pullers are behind the scenes bringing in their judges and contaminating, you know, the judiciary, bringing in their lawyers as lawmakers, the legislators, and their property fellows that become the senators, all right? How can you have a clearly defined separation of powers when you bring in somebody from one of your corporate outlying, you know, colonies like Indonesia and set them up as the corporate head of your corporation with Barry the Usurper? How can it be that we've got separation of powers, whether we're talking about it from the federal standpoint, the county standpoint, the state standpoint, or even the city municipal standpoint? We don't. The second one that was so important was publicity. And, of course, publicity has been under the jackboot, as he just said. The church, the college, the newspaper, the politician, the judge, all being expositors of their principles. So we don't have access to publicity. We have in a limited sense for a limited time, perhaps, with the Internet. Right? And then the third one was the power of vote. You've got to be able to have a fair, open, honest vote. We need to know whether it was an up or a down. You know, we live in a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, but locally, they're like democracies. The reason why, one of the reasons why, at least they were advanced by Thomas Paine, one of the reasons why he's known as the father of republicanism, is that he knew that we could not have, like the cantons in Switzerland, we could not have a pure democracy or a simple democracy here. We couldn't have a provincial style of government because we were continental in scope. We were just too big for that. And so they had to come up and use a different alternative. And I think it's a far better alternative, and it's the one that you can be supported with by the writings of Aristotle as well. In a republic, the Constitution is the government. It's the piece of paper. It's the framework. So anyway, you've got to have all three of these. And so without a vote, the third plank has been dashed, but they didn't want to give everybody the vote originally. So let's continue. In one state after another, the propertied classes were driven, after a prolonged struggle, to grant citizens a vote. Now here in 1907, Myers is using the word citizen, rather than just saying people. But he's using citizen here, and they did grant citizens a vote. Does he understand the greater details? Does he understand the workings of the trust? I don't know. We'll just take it for what he's got. Whether they had property or not. In New York State, unqualified manhood suffrage was adopted in 1822, but in other states it was more difficult to bring about this revolutionary change. The fundamental suffrage law of New Jersey, for instance, remained for more than 60 years after the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. In accordance with an act passed by the Provincial Congress of New Jersey on July the 2nd of 1776, 2 days before the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, or according to some authorities, on the very day of its adoption, among other requirements, this act, and here he gives the cite, 1 Laws, NJ, page 4, decreed that the voter must be worth £50 proclamation money, clear a state within the colony. All right, so you have to be worth £50. Now, in those days, £50 sterling was something to be, you know, to really marvel at. That was beyond the reach of any of the Irish or the English or the Scots that were coming over as indentured servants, bond slaves. And it was out of their reach intentionally. It kept them away from the vote. Be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so sliding into the last segment of today's 2-hour broadcast, they're going to close out this little bit here. But, you know, when I came on the radio back in 2005, again, I think, or no, it was 2007, with Republic Broadcasting, I believe. I originally had thought it might be about a 6-month tour of duty, all right? A 6-month contribution. I thought, well, I'd probably be able to cover most everything I need to say in no longer than that. Well, you see, we just can't get to an end. You know, I've gotten emails from time to time since then, both in the Revolution Broadcasting Network and here in Oracle. You know, we never get to the end of the story. No, we're not going to get to the end of the story. We're certainly not going to get to the end of the story in our lifetimes. And there's no way that I could tell everything, you know, that I've got in my library and try and bring it out on the air and piece it all together. And every day, you know, I find new information just like you. There's no end to this story. It's an unending quest for the truth, unending quest for knowledge and things like that. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You've heard the Bible phrase. But there's little bits that you learn here and there. Under such a law, it was easy for 1/3 of the total number of resident male adults to have the exclusive decisions in elections. 1/3 of the total resident male adults to have the exclusive decision in elections. The largest vote ever polled in Rhode Island was in the presidential election of 1840, when 8,662 votes were cast in a total adult male population of permanent resident citizens of about 24,000. The result of this hostility of the property classes was arising in 1840 of the working men in what is slurringly misdescribed in conventional history as Dorr's Rebellion, D-O-R-R-S, Rebellion, an event the real history of which has not as yet been told. He was aware of something here that even in my history books, you know, it just doesn't get into Dorr's Rebellion. He's right. This movement eventually compelled the introduction in Rhode Island of suffrage without the property qualification. How did the property classes meet this extension of suffrage throughout the United States? And he's going to continue in the next section on the under the title of Corruption at the Polls. Okay? So anybody in the talk radio business or anybody that's just interested, you know, this is a book that you could just pick up and you could read one of these little, you know, posts. Some of them are a few pages longer, but most of them are relatively short. You could pick up one of these posts, and certainly for me, it could be the topic of a broadcaster's unlimited amount of broadcasting available right out of this fellow's book. And then, of course, like we say, you know, you've got to, you know, check your sources. You know, listen to anybody, read anything, and then verify it in your own research. Not to say that you have to, you know, recover every inch of ground, but just test it enough to see whether or not the author's credible. You know something about the author. Whether the incidents are following in the right time, place, you know, whether they've got things lined up, you know, reasonably or not. And then maybe look in and follow out some of the court cases and other things that are mentioned. Valuable secondary sources. Back to the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, contemporary with Meyer's work, okay, where we find, we shared some of this yesterday, we talked about it this morning, in the electric power industry, for example, if the processes of law and legal administration are to be effective, they must heed the economic interaction of the factors of generation, transmission, distribution, the economic interplay between local and interstate transmission, the relative volumes of intrastate and interstate transmission, and the regional or national character of the interstate transmission itself. So when we start talking Commerce Clause, there is a valid argument to be made. And there was wisdom in the founders, including that, originally. But anything, you know, like they say, everything that can be a tool, any tool here, a legal tool, any tool can be used for good and can be used for evil. Right? And so things can be, you know, taken in the wrong context and used improperly. And that, ostensibly, is the purpose of the judge. But, of course, if the judges are in the pocket of the energy groups, well, we won't get much out of that. On the legislative side, the Constitution offers the device of interstate compacts. We spoke of that a little bit yesterday, with the consent of Congress. But if you look in your new state constitutions, you'll see that that's just ducky swell with the states, too. So from the time of this writing until today, new constitutions for the states have been written, those you're aware of and those you're unaware of. Drop down a little bit more. To this territorial limitation, the Commerce Clause adds restrictions where the activities of the state are part of a concatenation, wonderful word, concatenation, transcending the state line. And now we start getting into these economic enterprise zones, this metropolitan statistical agents, areas that we mentioned yesterday. Right? A concatenation transcending the state line, a world without borders. Whether we have the Maguiladora between Mexico and the United States, several states along the southern border, or whether we have a similar setup with Canada as we go further and further into this North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement or not. It's a concatenation transcending not only just the state lines, but it's also a blurring of police, military, and financial powers heretofore excluded under sovereign nations. Under the influence, however, of Marshall's dictum, that would be John Marshall, that the power to tax is the power to destroy, that's where that comes from, John Marshall, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, it awaited Justice Holmes, Oliver Wendell Holmes, 100 years later, and this ties us right back to the reading that we were getting out of Anthony Seebach's Legal Positivism and American jurisprudence. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Justice Holmes, 100 years later, to dispose of it, he says, the power to tax is not the power to destroy while this court sits. The Supreme Court early declared that the ban extended to any tax, however general its incident, insofar as it was a tax on interstate commerce. If consistently applied, this doctrine would have resulted in a pervasive discrimination in favor of interstate commerce at the expense of competing local enterprises. There's a lot to learn in this article. Might be going over the top of your head. Thank goodness for the archives. You can go back and listen again and again until you get it. This written, again, by Felix Frankfurter, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, contemporary with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Digging and drop down a little bit further. Indeed, so effective was the legal rather than the economic connotation seized upon that for a time the protection of interstate commerce from hampering state taxation threatened to become only a pious profession. The states were allowed to lay a tax on a concededly valid subject, property located or privileges exercised within the state, even though the tax was measured by elements such as gross receipts from interstate commerce. That would not have been tolerated as subjects of taxation. The legislative legerdemain promoted by this distinction reached its climax in 1908, just at the time when Gustavus Myers originally published this book and copyrighted it, the other one. Legislative legerdemain, okay, reached its climax in 1908 in a temerarious effort by Texas to distinguish between an invalid tax of 1% on the gross receipts of railroad companies and a tax on railroad companies equal to 1% of their gross receipts. Now, in that one sentence, I don't get to belabor it, we're running out of time, but in that one sentence right there, it shows you the importance of some of the things that I've been talking about on this broadcast from its inception. Hal Anthony talks about on his broadcast as well. Alfred Addis and so many others out there. We've got to be very careful and understand that when we're dealing with legal, every single word is important. How it's defined, how it is used, how it is placed in the sentence can make the difference between up and down, freedom and slavery, life and death, etc. All right? It's exactly the same thing that they're talking about here, a 1% tax on the gross receipts of railroad companies and a tax on railroad companies equal to 1% of their gross receipts. So it's an interstate, intrastate, local versus global issue. I don't know if any of this is helping us to understand the Obamacare, but I hope it will. The court shrank from carrying its formal doctrine to the ruthless logic of formalism. Formalism is a key, both formalism and anti-formalism, is a key to understanding the expansion of legal positivism in American jurisprudence. It's key to it, fundamental. The first limits upon the old doctrine are apt to mark the beginning of a long retreat. In an opinion which presaged a new approach to the problem, Justice Holmes warned, quote, neither the state courts nor the legislatures, by giving the tax a particular name or by the use of some form of words, can take away our duty to consider its nature and effect. So word art to him, Justice Holmes, did not apply. Anyway, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8255. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.